Let's talk to Jimbo in Sheffield. Jimbo, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
You're right, mate. How are you doing?
Very well.
I was talking about this gay thing, but I'll just mention my heroes first. I'd say number three would be Tom York from Radiohead. Number two.
Any reason why?
Because of the music.
Because he does good music, yeah.
They're all music related, actually.
You a musician yourself, though?
I'm an aspiring musician. Aspiring songwriter.
I used to be an aspiring musician when I was.
I've been listening to the show for a bit. I don't think you even rated yourself.
No, I was in a very poor band called Burnout, which played around Sheffield in a few pubs, but this is a long time ago. And we were rubbish.
All right. Two would be Noel Gallagher, of course.
Right.
And number one would be Matt Bellamy of Muse.
All right. I've heard the new Muse song, actually.
What do you reckon?
It's quite a weird one, that, isn't it?
I don't know. It's all right.
I think it's quite a weird one, with all the piano and then the loud guitar and that. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's what they're about. Yeah.
Muse. I've heard that one. I quite like it.
Good.
I quite like it.
Yeah, he's a genius, that Matt Bellamy.
A genius?
He is, indeed.
Wow. Well, I mean, if he's a genius, don't you think he should be working on something a bit more important than music?
Music is important, mate.
Well, shouldn't he be working on a cure for cancer if he's a genius?
Well, he's not a genius in that field, is he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you said he was a genius. I don't know anything about him.
Newton couldn't have written
that. I didn't realise he was a genius. If he's a genius, I think he should be doing something more worthwhile.
Well, there's different styles of genius.
Well, I think they should leave...
Sorry, genii.
Listen, they should leave novelty pop songs to, various... I don't think they should let geniuses waste the time writing novelty pop songs, do you?
I wouldn't call it a novelty pop song.
Well, it's a pop song, isn't it?
Not a pop song.
What's this a pop song of?
It's not a pop song.
It's a song and it's popular. That's what pop music is.
I consider pop music music that other people have written for someone to perform.
No.
Pop
music is popular music.
Well, yeah, that's the actual definition.
That's the meaning, yeah, that's the meaning of the phrase, yeah.
I mean, phrases change and they become different things, and these days it means something different.
Well, some pop music is marketed, right, to people like you by saying it's not pop music. So I suppose, you know, if you haven't seen through the marketing ploy, then yeah, I suppose it's not.
Well, no, I can see through that. Listen to music that I like.
Yeah, but Muse is basically... It's pop music, but it's marketed by people saying, oh, it's alternative, it's not pop music. Yeah. But it is pop music, it's popular, isn't it? I'll tell you what isn't pop music, jazz, right?
That's because it's shite.
Well, do you like jazz?
Yes, I love
you
it.
Don't, no, I'll tell you why
I love that shite jazz.
Listen, I'll tell you why you don't like it, it's because you fear it.
No, it's because it's shite.
No, it's because you fear it, you fear...
Every
the
song
fact,
sounds
you fear
the same.
The fact that it breaks the rhythm, it breaks the rules, you don't like it.
It's just some Ghana double bass and some woman singing doopy-doo over the...
No. What you like is the sort of music that, you know, just goes do-do-do-do-do-do, like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you like. You don't like the lack of rules, the excitement. Have you ever heard jazz funk?
I'm pleased to say I haven't, though.
Well, listen, you should. Either that or you should watch a new comedy called The Mighty Boosh. Thanks for calling the show. My appreciation of jazz funk is directly from a great TV program called The Mighty Boosh, which if they ever bring out on DVD, I will be talking about it all day. But no one will have seen that TV program because it was on the digital channel and no one gave a toss. But it was great. Do you know what? My name's Nick McGerrison. I'm in a good mood at the moment, as I think people are actually starting to see where I'm coming from.